Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You guys, it is our last show of the week. Are we feeling fresh? Ready for our best? We are feeling fresh. You know who's feeling the freshest? You, Hunty.
I am feeling fresh. You guys have been out here for a little bit doing some other stuff, and I got to hang back and just watch on the monitors. And can I just say,
tell us,
you guys are incredible at your job.
Thank you.
Honestly, I really feel like that sometimes.
You should.
I feel like we really have just, there's been so much growth. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all had so much happen this month. Things are happening. Nina Parker Collection.
Thank you.
Two threesomes in 1 month. Like, you're doing
one.
Two.
Shut up.
One.
Why
sorry,
can't
one.
You tell them the stuff?
It's one.
Everyone,
two.
Shut the f*** up.
All right, let's get started. It was a show in Beverly Hills last night. First of all, Nina, before I need to know, have you watched this yet?
I have not.
Okay.
I'm not even going to lie. I'm so triggered by the clips. I'm not even kidding you. I'm physically angry. When Doree started yelling, I don't think I'll be able to see her in person without saying something. And I'm not even kidding.
All right. Well, not all of us loved every petty minute of it, but especially Garcelle shutting down Dorit and Lisa's nonsense.
Garcelle, it says a lot in her confessionals, but she doesn't say it directly to your face.
Shut up. That's not true.
I'd have to agree with
nobody asked you, Lisa.
We all do it.
We
absolutely all do it. You seem to do it the most.
You call me a bully, which you've apologized for, so we're going to put that aside, and we're really going to put it aside.
That's nice.
Rinna,
that's great.
We'll get to it. Like, hold on, girl.
Garcelle, I'll do whatever I want. Don't you tell me to do anything.
Lisa.
Okay? Rinna.
Thanks.
I can say anything I want to say.
So can I.
So can all of us.
Damn. Out of here. I can't take it. Garcelle is better than me. This is what I can't do in an argument.
What would you have done if you were Garcelle?
We can disagree. We can disagree.
Right.
If I'm having a conversation with you
right.
and the girl next to you gets involved, now it's a problem.
Yeah.
Because first of all, bitch, I wasn't talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
She's so mad.
I'm so mad. I see her face right here. I just did Emmys with Lisa Rinna. I want to give her lip kit back. I don't even want to use her lip kit.
Okay.
I'm angry.
Okay.
And this is, you know what I really don't like? When me and you are having a serious argument and the person next to you is snickering.
Right.
That's why I can't do this show. Y'all will have to get bail money on me.
Right.
Put money on my book so I can have these oodles of noodles at lunchtime. Because I can't. I'm too much of a real bitch. You can't talk to me any kind of way.
Can we get an oodles and noodles out of that?
I said on my Instagram, I'll say it again, I got names on my tag, bitch. You ain't gonna talk to me crazy.
Oh my God. By the way, we have done the show now, right? Like, we don't need to talk about anything else. Hunter?
I'm angry, I'm so mad.
By the way, you know what? You're so angry, Hunter wants to go back to his six-sums, okay? That's what's going on. No, you're okay. It's okay.
How did you feel watching the clip?
So I think the two girls talking at the same time is always a problem because it adds on a bigger, you get away
yes.
from the original point.
Yes, for Dorit to call Garcelle a bully, I'm sorry, Hunter, I'm gonna bring you in a second. For Dorit to call Garcelle a bully, you as a person who doesn't watch regularly, if you're watching, who did you feel like was getting bullied in that clip?
Andy.
What? Forget it.
Olivia Wilde had a good time at Harry Styles' show this weekend. Check out this video. A fan shot of her feeling the music during his song, Woman.
Oh,
Wow.
She is a really good dancer.
Can I say?
That is in, how does she do that without, how does she dance without really moving her hips
outside
of her whole body moving at the same time?
Well, you know, I wasn't even tripping off of her and Jason, but now I started watching Ted Lasso and I feel bad.
Because you feel like Ted Lasso really is emulating his real life.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this current divorce stuff is coming from his real life.
Yeah.
I think Jason Sudeikis and Ted Lasso, usually the man has the quick rebound publicly.
Yes.
And then he goes, and then he, like 6 months later, he realizes, oh, I'm sad still. Like, that didn't fix it. And I feel like, call me crazy.
You're so right.
But I don't know if Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde are going to spend the rest of their lives together. There might be another reckoning for her in the future.
All right. James Bond just admitted he always prefers gay bars over straight bars. Yep. Daniel Craig went on SiriusXM's Lunch with Bruce.
I've been going to gay bars for as long as I can remember. And one of the reasons, because I don't get into fights in gay bars that often.
Right.
Because the aggressive swinging in hetero bars, I just got very sick of it. And it would just be a good place to go. Everybody was chilled. Everybody, you didn't really have to sort of state your sexuality.
Right.
And
yeah.
I could meet girls there because there were a lot of girls who were there for exactly the same reason I was there.
Right.
Hunter, is this something you will try? You will hit up the gay bars instead because there are girls going out
I've
with
never
their friends.
Of it that way.
I've never, that's actually genius. That's why he's James Bond.
When I went, when I was younger, I went to a couple of gay clubs with groups of girls, and that was fun. I will say that was great. I think now DJ Shangela is taking me out in the next week or so, and we're gonna have ourselves a big night out.
What?
I can't wait to.
They're popping my cherry.
You make solo plans and don't invite the rest of us. I love Shangela.
What just happened to you with your hair? What the just happened? Did you? Hello? What did you? I tried to look at Hunter and turn around. What the hell just happened to me?
I tried to give myself a little zhuzh.
You look like you just stopped walking around the Key West.
I look like Suzanne Summers, and it's not okay. What the
just up in the air, child's better now.
All right. Billie Eilish lived out her bucket list on Jimmy Kimmel Live. He helped her fulfill her dreams and even took one for the team.
Next on the list, punch someone.
Ooh.
Punch someone. Now, you know what? I think... I think you should punch me because I'm probably the strongest person here.
The goal was for the face, but I'm not going to do that today.
Firm punch.
And he kind of, he took a back step. God, Jimmy Kimmel just got hotter to all of us. He like handled that
He took it well.
He did.
Oh, really? So if a guy takes a punch, he's a hot guy?
Yes, always.
It's a hot thing. I don't know if it makes him hot.
Look
but
at James Bond. He's taking punches.
Yeah. All right.
A guy who can take a punch is sexy.
Who wants to punch me in the tongue?
Morgan, you should punch him. He's saying it's okay.
And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to fall back. So
no,
you,
do it.
Yeah, you can punch me. Go ahead.
My neck.
Come on, girl.
I'm going to hurt
myself. Break your wrist. Let's go.
Okay, well, walk towards me.
Okay. Do you go hard.
Do it. Wait, let me. I'll count down.
I'm so scared.
Two. Do it. Do it, girl. Okay. Two. Three. You hurt yourself.
Are you crazy? Okay, Nina, your turn.
Okay, my turn.
I'm actually, this one makes me more nervous. Morgan's punching for two. To be fair, I felt a little fist on the end of that regular fist.
No, hold on. Let's get.
Okay. Wait, do you have rings on?
Yeah, I got rings on.
No, take the ring off.
Let's get it. Stand right here. Come on, let's square up. Right here, please.
Really?
Take a break, but coming up, a new show dives into people's threesome stories.
Mm-mm.
Someone here might have something to share. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. In more weird news, look at that. The Kardashians won was looked into having a moat surrounded where they'll be buried. Oh. Chloe said it was to protect them from body snatchers. Well, now an expert is weighing in. Mortician Caitlin Dowdy says, it seems silly to average people, but it's a valid concern for the Kardashians. Okay. I feel like I have heard, wasn't Jim Morrison's body removed from its, do you know who that is?
Yeah, lead singer of The Doors.
Okay, good.
Wasn't played by Val Kilmer in the movie.
Oh my gosh.
Did you watch that
That's
Val
how he
Kilmer
knows.
Documentary?
Watch the movie.
I saw the documentary about Val Kilmer playing in the movie. And that's how I know.
I watched that documentary too.
Who cares, honestly? You're gonna be gone. You're gone. You're not in your body anymore.
No, but still, you don't want, even if you have a resting place and everyone's paid their respects, we say, bye, Nina, like, we're all there, and then someone...
Wait, why is it my funeral?
I'm just saying, like,
wait a minute now.
I'm putting it...
Yeah, Nina.
I'm putting it...
Wait, hold on.
Nobody said it was my funeral.
If that happened and someone I know got dug up...
Cremate them. Get cremated.
I just love that they got a mortician to weigh in on a moat.
Right.
Their dentist followed up and said that the moat wouldn't be a good idea.
Right.
So...
Mortician to weigh in on this.
Nobody. Caitlin Doughty.
Caitlin Doughty, yeah. I doubty yeah. She's a good moat person.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. All right.
So you're against this.
I'm for the moat and extra. I think famous people need extra security around their graves
oh,
in case somebody
goodness.
Wants to dig them up. I think it's disrespectful.
Let's lighten the show up. Can we talk about Pornhub for a second?
Thank you. Meanwhile, thank you for that transition. In porn news, a map of the most searched Pornhub categories by state has gone viral.
Gosh.
You ready for this? It's all because Tennessee's top kink is actor Kevin James.
Yeah, what? Makes sense.
Okay, well, settle down, everyone. It's fake. But still, how accurate do we think this map is?
Here's some other ones. Florida's kink was boats. Oklahoma was goth hospitals, which actually, Oklahoma, yeah. Skin was for Delaware. California was Asians.
Can I ask a question? Is black porn called ebony? Why is it ebony?
Why is it ebony?
You know what I mean? Like,
that is a good point.
Why is it
ebony?
They don't use any other like phrase for other races, but with black porn, it's ebony.
What? Yeah. Do we? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Very weird.
I don't have a feeling about it. It's just different.
Ebony. I think it's a pretty way to say it though.
You do?
Ebony.
What else would you say?
Well, when I search for white porn, I always search ivory. I go, big booty ivory bitches.
You want me to move on from that? You want me to keep going? All right, so,
God.
Big booty ivory bitches.
I don't even know where to go.
You know where we're gonna go? To the UK's Channel 4.
Let's do it.
Okay, has viewers riled up with their new documentary, My First Threesome. Oh, here's your big Uh-oh. Booty girls. All right, the show followed newbies like Laura, who just came back from her first sex party.
So, I've had my first threesome. Ah! It was amazing. To be honest, I didn't realise a threesome was going to happen until I was actually in it. It ended up actually being with my friend and a woman that's part of a couple, but it was sort of spurred on from me and her rather than a male influence, which is not what I expected at all.
We don't give a about these people.
No.
Hunter?
Were you very excited? Were you like, I can't believe this is finally
Tell
happening.
Everybody what happened in case they didn't watch last night.
By the way, oh, people don't watch this show, that's insane.
Most people.
Hunter told us yesterday, because we have been talking about Hunter wanting a threesome since we started the show in 2018.
Well, Hunter has been talking about wanting a threesome since we started the show
yes.
in 2018. And we have listened.
That's the only reason Hunter started the show.
Yeah.
Is to find a threesome.
So you officially had your first threesome in 2021.
Yeah.
Recently.
Hey, some people had bad pandemics. This one worked out pretty good for this guy, you know?
10 out of 10, what do you rank your threesome?
I would rank my threesome a 9 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah, well, mostly because any threesome starts at a minimum of an 8.5. No matter what, that's as low as it could go.
You're very quiet, Morgan.
I think I'm having a panic attack, that's why. That's why. It's my blood sugar, you guys. I'm so pregnant and I'm like dying. But I'm all about your threesome.
You can
ask
me
water?
Any question.
I need water, I don't care. I'll pay the bill.
I heard that, bitch!
Ah! I didn't even intentionally try to make that about me. I'm so sorry.
No, it's good.
It's about you. So
it did that to you.
I think you're having a visceral reaction.
Everyone,
to this.
Well, yes. It's so much stuff happening. Okay, so two. But was it hard to concentrate and keep it balanced?
Today is so bizarre.
I just want to say, although I had my first threesome, I don't want that to stop people from trying to have threesomes with me.
Right.
Like, this is, it's not a one and done thing. I think that this is an opportunity for people to try things and grow.
I can't believe we really interviewed him about this.
I'm so happy. Your mom's gonna see this. Is she gonna be upset?
I don't know if I already told her.
Okay.
On that note.
But now, hey mom, I did it! I did it! Two of them!
All right, we have to take another break, but coming up, Countess Luann is here.
Yes.
She's gonna dish on getting naked on her ultimate girls trip, plus if she's in a cabaret feud with Sonia. That's next. Ooh.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Be cool. Don't be all, like, uncool.
You came in your Herman Munster shoes.
They're Louis Vuitton shoes.
Well, yeah, even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes.
Money can't buy your class.
Life is a cabaret. Get used to it.
You gave me a showroom to go to, and the dresses fit me like a glove.
What is this, the case of Jaws Vonnie?
If I'm a loser, the rest of the world sucks. I think I'm great.
No, girlfriend. I got this.
Of all time, Nina and I are freaking out. The Countess of Bravo, Luann de Lesseps, is here with us live. Okay, we only have a few minutes, so we're not going to waste your time. So we rounded up your craziest rumors and are going to settle them all right now. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm excited for this myself.
I'm excited and nervous. Okay, first up, we got to talk about Bravo's ultimate girls trip. Obviously, we need to know exactly what is happening here.
I'm losing my foil.
Oh, my gosh. No. I haven't seen this. Luann!
Wait.
It is a body wrap. And so it dries, and then you have to go and throw yourself in the ocean. So
really?
That's me on the way to the ocean trying not to lose my saran wrap.
Wait.
Or whatever that
hair?
Is. Tin foil, saran wrap. I don't know what I've got on.
They made y'all look like a Thanksgiving turkey.
I look like a crazy person.
All right, you also hinted that Ramona had big drama on Bravo's Ultimate Girls Trip. What else happened?
A lot of kind of drinks being thrown this time around.
Oh, we got drinks thrown on the girls' trip.
Yes, we do.
None at you?
We do. None at me. I can't tell you who, but there's always drama. When you put that many characters together on a trip, on vacation, you know, there's always going to be drama. And you kind of get, you know, numbed by Ramona, Ramona-isms and the Ramona coaster. It was great to see the reaction of the other women, like just how kind of selfish it was. She kind of threw herself into one of the best rooms in the house, you know, without giving respect to the other girls and saying, you know, okay, let's do this fairly. Mm. And she not only plopped herself in a bed with dirty, sandy feet, she then got into the shower completely naked, right? So she just started using the room so that she could call it her own. They called her out, and I loved it. I got to say, I loved every single moment of it.
Okay, next rumor. Did you or did you not once brag about having sex 3 times a day? If so, are you single, and is that a requirement?
Did I brag about having sex 3 times a day?
I hope so.
I don't remember that. Oh.
There you go.
Yeah. Woo.
Are you guys together still?
Well, we kind of see each other. You know,
He's
in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
It's really nice. You know, it's just casual and cool.
That's all.
I love the casual, cool moment.
Yeah, it's casual and cool.
That might be your new tagline. Just keep it casual.
Just keep it casual and cool. How did you know I needed a new tagline?
I'm just saying.
She knows everything.
All right. So were you ever in the running to replace Kim Cattrall for Sex in the City?
You know what? I put it out there because I did have my Kim Cattrall moment on the show. I think Bethany is like calling me every name in the book and saying that I had, I don't know, sex with everyone on the planet. I'm like, girl, you need to get laid, first of all.
Right.
Remember that line? And then I go, what am I, the Kim Cattrall of the family or right. what?
You know what we call not? That? We call that manifestation.
It'd be a great cameo. You know, you have to manifest things in life, right? Yeah. Sarah Jessica is a great fan of the show also.
I mean, she knows Andy needs to make this happen.
By the way, we just did that 6 degrees of separation so fast. You're in New York, you know Andy. She knows Andy. They filmed. And I also feel like you do give off that energy of like you have that sort of regal vibe.
Well, I'm always in trouble with a guy on the show. There's always right. something going on with me and a guy. Listen, I've been married twice and I'm a hopeless romantic and, you know, three times the charm.
Agreed.
So
you're not
I'm
opposed
open.
To it.
No, not at all. Not at all. I would love to be in love again.
Okay, so years ago you said Bradley Cooper was your celebrity crush.
Mm-hmm.
Do you stand by that?
I do.
And if
still?
You...
yes.
Yeah, he's very,
all
very
day long.
All day long.
All day.
If you were to DM him, let's say, manifesting it, what would you say? Would you just say hi?
Be like, hi, are you in New York?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Hi,
when I know he's in New York, right?
Right.
I'll follow
Luan.
His Instagram and find out
that's
if he's in
good.
New York. Like, oh, I heard you're in New York.
Yeah.
So
and he's
I recently was with girlfriends trying to figure out how I should shoot my shot to someone in a DM.
Uh-huh.
Give us your best.
Didn't I see you on that trip in Mexico?
That's what I love. You know what that
or
is?
Maybe it was Central Pay.
Or like scroll was and it, do your research.
Yeah.
And then you can
I
say
I feel
that.
Like
that
travel is like a sexy
yes.
thing. Right, so I would open up with like a travel question, like, didn't I see you, you know, in Saint-Tropez, or was it, you know,
Nice?
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Was it Positano?
We've gone all over France, and now we're entering the south of Italy. So that's all I know. Okay, we have one more. Your new cabaret tour is called A Very Countess Christmas. What can fans expect?
Well, listen, you're in for a fun ride. It's a Christmas show, and I take classic Christmas music, and I kind of turn it on its head. Like, you know that song, Lay Down Sally?
Yeah.
I'm going to do Lay Down Santa. Lay down Santa.
So let me ask you this, because when you first started cabaret, everybody made fun of you. And especially on your cast, like it was supposed to be
yes.
a joke. Now, Sonia has a cabaret
yep.
show that she's doing.
Yep.
What are our feelings about this?
Well, listen, you know, Sonia is a character. She's a great friend, and I wish her all the best.
Is that the best with an asterisk?
It's the best with an asterisk.
Okay, you guys, sadly, that's all the time we have tonight. Thanks so much
that
for coming by.
So
it did. All right, catch Luann on her cabaret tour starting next month. Nina and I will be there in December if you want to meet
yeah.
as well. And don't forget to set your DVRs. Bye.